girl. She's the mother of my kids I took around the world. Disagreements happen to couples when they share a bond. You shouldn't try to drown your subjects in a duck pond. If you're gonna cover stories about people's worries, don't smother with the cover cause it don't bring glory. It only brings agony. Ask James Cagney. He beat up on a guy when he found he was a fagney. Cagney is a favorite, he's my boy, cause he don't jive around, he's a real McCoy.
Yeah, you tell him, Flame. We got to let him know. Here's a letter to the New York Post, the worst piece of paper on the East Coast. Matter of fact, the whole state's 40 cents in New York City, 50 cents elsewhere. It makes no goddamn sense at all. America's oldest continuously published daily piece of bullshit.
Flavor Flav is the one that makes the Post money. Writers make embarrassing headlines funny. Trying to undress my past, though it's naked. Won't stop Flavor from selling all the records. Europe, Asia, to the streets of New York. Flavor Flav, known for his finesse talk. Doing too good for the Post to employ me. New York Post can't destroy me. Rapper, public enemy, rap star, beast lover. With the headline of a fucked up cover. Out the pot to the plate. New York Post, get your story straight, motherfucker.
It always seems that they make our neighborhood look bad. Here's a letter to the New York Post. Yo, ain't worth the paper printed on. Founded in 1801 by Alexander Hamilton. That's 190 years of continuous fucked up news. Yo, one can play the game, two can play the game. Yo, Flame, read on.
Can't forget you either, Jet. Flavor Flav is your best jet yet. My own people owns the book business. Wrote on faith of value business. Should've checked with me before you wrote it. Got it from another source and quote it. Put it out like the New Year's ball drop. And every beauty parlor and papa shop. Flavor Flav, world renowned. Can't keep a man like Flavor down. Yo, Jet, be a good host. Don't print bull like the New York Post.
Oh, look like somebody slipped up here. Well, anyway, here's a letter to the New York Post. Black newspapers and magazines supposed to get the real deal from the source, y'all. Sorry, Jack, you took the info straight out of the Post. Burnt us like toast. So when it comes down to getting the facts straight about the PE, get your shit correct.